It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are joined now on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Thank you so much.
Glad to hear it. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was delightful. It was really lovely. Thank you.
Did you?
How about yours?
It was good. It was a little bit whirlwind, but we did it. We ate turkey, and we're moving on to the next round of holidays now.
Indeed. That's how it goes.
Yes, it is. So we are coming up toward the very, very end of your tenure. I believe that this is your penultimate visit with us here as mayor of Hillsboro. Is that correct? Is this just one more after this?
One more after this. That's right.
Excellent. Well, it's been a great run, and we'll make sure that we're doing some special reminiscing on the next visit next week.
Oh, good.
because this will be a moment for me. You've been the mayor the whole time I've been hosting the show. So,
well, that's true.
Speaking of holidays, we got a lot of holiday activities coming up in Hillsboro. Where should we begin?
Oh gosh, there's so many. I think probably the first thing coming up is this weekend is our holiday parade on Sunday, and that is at 4 o'clock, rain or shine, but really hoping for the shine. And that's always a great community event with the tree lighting following immediately after the holiday parade. And then all the gingerbread houses will also be up in the storefronts this weekend, starting this weekend. So those are, if you have time to make it to Hillsboro, if you don't live here already, it's really worth coming to take a look around while those are on display, because they're pretty amazing.
How long has that been a tradition? Because I don't actually remember hearing this one last year.
So, you know, this is a great question, because I was actually helping with the fearless organizer of this event, Megan Carmichael. This is a labor of love for her. I was helping her set up a couple of some of the lights in the windows this morning. And apparently it's going on for, all I can say is, a long time. It predates her being in charge of it. It used to be a much smaller event in just maybe one storefront, but it's really expanded. I would guess this is maybe the fifth time it's happened with Megan running it, where it's been really spread out throughout downtown with, you know, the break for the COVID year. But it's really special. And I might have some details wrong there, so I beg forgiveness.
Well, we joke sometimes about downtown Hillsboro being like a downtown from a TV show or a movie, and this definitely kind of adds to that aura and mystique.
We need a Hallmark movie, big time.
Yes. I think a Christmas in Hillsboro is long overdue as a Hallmark movie. So we've also got some non-holiday category news that we should talk about, one of those being the strategic plan quarterly update that you recently heard.
Yes. So we met last night. That was the last meeting that I presided over for the entirety of the meeting. So that was another milestone near the end of my tenure. But one of the most important things that happened last night is we got this what will be quarterly updates on the strategic plan. And this is the fun nerd stuff that I love so much. So we have the comprehensive sustainability plan, which staff has really helped me in explaining this and saying the comprehensive sustainability plan is all of the things that we should do and to reach our goals, to be the Hillsboro we aspire to be. And then the strategic plan is what we shall do. So this is really taking the comprehensive plan and putting it into action in, bite-sized pieces. So we got our first update on the strategic plan last night. And this is something I just highly encourage folks in the community who are just like, you know, what is Hillsboro doing? You know, what are they up to? What actions are they taking on? You know, there was all this public input for the comprehensive sustainability plan. How is that playing out? And it's really easy to see if you just look in the agenda packet from last night at that strategic plan update. There's, you know, bulleted checkpoints in the major areas that show you all the progress that is being made. And so it's really exciting and gratifying and just a a great reminder of all the work that's going on every day behind the scenes to, you know, chip away and make progress in all of these areas.
It's I really appreciate that description there of the difference between the plan where it's like, here's what we want to do and here's how what we shall do. That really, I think that that's a very apt way of distinguishing the difference between those two plans, because it can be a little bit tricky. What is the doing quarterly updates? Is this a new thing to start doing the quarterly updates?
This is a new thing. And, you know, working from a strategic plan in this way, even though we've been working on that plan for what has felt like a long time, but of course, with all the COVID disruptions, we had other priorities there for a little while. But we used to use something called the balanced scorecard, which was really unique and very interesting. But it got to a point where the town manager and staff felt like this isn't that way of planning wasn't serving as well as it used to. So we're moving to the strategic planning format. And yeah, the quarterly updates are mainly serving as a way to keep the board and the community informed about what it, all the things, you know, just sort of at risk of repeating myself, what is being accomplished, the progress that's being made, so that, you know, A, people aren't left wondering if anything is happening, you know, if you don't necessarily have your ear attuned to every single town board meeting, like the commissioners do. I lost my train of thought, but I think I can put a period on the end of that sentence.
I think we're good with that. I think we're actually coming up on being out of time here. We got a little over a minute left. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I do two things real quick. One of them is that the Hillsborough Police Department is doing their toy drive. And you can drop those off at the police department through December 18th. Please bring them unwrapped and new toys. And then also you talking about the weather at the top before we came on, as I just before we came on together, I got an email asking us to spread the word that because it's going to be so cold tonight, that the county is activating their inclement weather cold weather cots at the Southern Human Services Center. So just want to be sure that the community knows about that.
Thank you for getting the word out on that, for sure. We really appreciate it. We've been talking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver in our penultimate conversation where she's Hillsborough Mayor. So we'll be talking about what that transition's like for both the new mayor and for the new council or the new town board of commissioners. We'll get into all that in our next visit. I appreciate you making the time and look forward to that next visit.
Absolutely. Talk to you next week.